your journey, you're going to come up against people who are going to be naysayers. Along your journey, you're going to come up against people who hate, who try to discredit you, who try to throw stones at your beliefs, who try to just break your mentality down, almost on a purposeful level. And in those moments, you have to understand, this is that David versus Goliath moment. This is that moment, the changing of the guard moment. I always say this, in due time, everyone will understand. Because in the short term, very few people will understand, will try to see what you're seeing, your vision of what you're trying to build. And they'll cast stones at you all fucking day long. They'll throw their rocks, their tomatoes, the fucking kitchen sink at your ass. And your job during these moments is to not waver one even inch on the promises that you made to yourself, on the beliefs that you've built out for yourself, on the way that you view the world. Because the way you've designed your paradigm, the way you see the world, your entire worldview is constructed based upon the goals you want to achieve, based upon how you want to live your life. And if you allow others to go ahead and tear that down, if you allow others to go ahead and bring doubt into that for yourself, you're only hurting yourself. They're supposed to go ahead and throw stones at you. They're supposed to not understand. There was a question the other week where Johan in the Elevated Mentorship program on a Q&A call, you know, he asked me, what does the symbolism of the matrix throughout the program mean to you? Now, whether you're listening onto a podcast or you're not in the actual Elevated Mentorship program, what he means by this is I like to use visuals. I like to take examples, analogies. I'm not a fucking Andrew Tate where it's the matrix is after you. It's not that bullshit, right? It's not that type of play on words. We're talking about the Matrix, the actual movie, right? What does the symbolism actually correlate to how I view the new era of barbering, why I've built the program, the beliefs, the mindset that way? And when he asked this question, I kind of gave, it was kind of a surprising question that I needed a little bit more time to really think about, to really sit in. And partly on it was a poorly asked question because there's a lot of symbolism I put throughout the program. There's a lot of characters that I take and examples I give throughout the history of time, not just a fictional movie, right? You could see throughout the program, I highlight on Nikola Tesla, Steve Jobs, other great thinkers. And the reason for this is very, very simple. All of these individuals went against the grain of what was known to be or what was currently accepted, widely accepted as the quote-unquote norm. And they never wavered on their beliefs. They never wavered on their dream. They never wavered on their hypothesis. And those are some of the greatest men that we see in today's day and age. We look back upon those men, right? As somewhat heroes. As people like we can learn a lot from. and their mentality, the way they approach things, the way that the world was literally coming at them, making them sound as if they were dumb. This is not how it's supposed to be. This is not how it's always been, you dumb fuck. And when I was creating the New Era Barbering, I knew in my heart of hearts that was already going to be part of the journey. Going against the New Era Barbering and Elevated Mentorship stands for, literally stands for, is going against the grain, being rebellious, staying curious, staying open-minded, understanding there probably is a better way to do this thing. And those individuals, no matter how the hardships came, Nikola Tesla, his whole entire building and his laboratory, you could call it, got burned down to the ground. Because individuals thought that, you know what, this is dumb. They wanted to literally stop him from continuing to push on and find out new things. That's how the world has always worked. These laws, these examples are all over from the history of time. People will always go ahead and doubt those new things that you bring to an awareness, because the majority of people can't think for themselves. But it takes a special individual to go ahead and take the stand and be like, you know what? This is against the grain. You know what? I don't give a fuck. Because in due time, everyone will understand. In due time, I will ensure that my findings are correct, because I look at this thing. I see this thing very differently. And it's just on everybody else for not having a fucking pair of eyes, for not being able to critically think. Not everybody can critically think that well. Most people barely use their minds whatsoever. Most people never develop themselves into an individual who can go ahead and see a problem and just say, is this even the correct way to solve it? Is addition even the correct way to solve this problem? Or would this problem be better solved with division? With a different mathematical function overall. David always conquers Goliath in the long term. Always. As long as David is set on making improvements every single day. David gets conquered if he does not prepare himself for battle. David gets conquered when he doesn't know thy enemy. David gets conquered when he gets lazy, complacent. It's why we watch good movies, man. Think about some of your favorite movies. The protagonist, the main character, is up against all hell from everyone else and overcomes. Wouldn't be a fucking good movie if the majority of what you thought was supposed to be the right thing always came out on top. Make a shitty movie. It's like, wow, I expected that. We want to see the unexpected. We want to see new things to conquer. Look at world powers. You can also take examples from the test of time. Man, all the way back in history, man, at one point in time, China was the superpower of the world. Then the United Kingdom came into power for a short period of time. And then it was the U.S. and the Soviets who were the U.S. was in the world power leadership. Soviets try to make a run at them with the race to space and the nuclear bombs. Guess what? Americans came out on top. But understand this too. America and the U.S. will not always stand. There will be a time when the castle crumbles. Something new will always pop up and overtake. That's the whole mentality and idea behind the New Era of Barbering. I'm not stuck in my fucking ways with this thing, man. I'm adaptable. I understand that when you get lazy, when you just think, no, this is the right way, it's an absolute, you're absolutely wrong. Because at some point in time, someone, something, or some outside force will figure out the problems that you got lazy on solving. We'll start thinking bigger. You can see it in music as well, too. There's always an artist who reigns for, again, a 5-10 year span. Drake's never going to be on top forever. Because guess what? There's going to be a bigger artist than Drake. Right? There's going to be another better rapper. A more well-decorated rapper. But Drake understands, I only have this amount of time in this hot space. And I'm going to push that envelope as far as possible to make it as hard for anyone to overthrow me on that crown. Look at Jordan. Same thing. He had, like, we look at sports as well, too. Jordan, again, any sports career has a very short, again, 10, 15, maybe if you're lucky, 20-year time span. How many of those years are actually going to be spent in that white hot space where you're in your prime? When Jordan was in his prime, he wanted to push that motherfucker so far ahead. He wanted to put the flag at a completely different level that it would make it damn near impossible for someone to even contemplate if somebody else was the GOAT. You can make the argument against you. I'm not big into basketball. You can make the argument of Kobe. You can make the argument of LeBron. And I know damn well as a competitor myself, Jordan is pissed the fuck off that they are even in the same conversation, that there even is a conversation. He probably thinks back, like, fuck, what else could I have done? If I had that fucking time back, how much better could I have been? Where else could I have pushed this thing even further in that white hot space? I shouldn't have done X, Y, Z. Shouldn't have done this. Should have done this even better. Boys and girls, we're in that white hot space right now. You might not be currently in it, but guess what? That time bomb's ticking. You don't have that much time. You do not have that much time in your prime of your barbering career. You might as well go ahead and put that fucking flag and push it as far as possible and set a new boundary. And set that new boundary where others look at it and be like, holy fuck, you know what? I don't even want to fucking try. But guess what? There's going to be some motherfuckers that do. Some other motherfuckers were going to go ahead and be like, you know what? I want my crack at this thing. So you better make sure that flag is fully in depth into the ground at that high level. Because once you're done, it's done. Done deal. Once the dance is done, that music's off, story's over. Now it's up for the taking. And you are without anything. No leverage point of being able to influence it even further. Maybe a little here and there, but you can't. Jordan can't go back and improve his stats. He can't do that. Nikola Tesla cannot come back to life and then work on continuous problems. He can't do that. He's dead. Steve Jobs, he can't go back and, like, okay, push the team even harder, grow Apple into even more of a behemoth. It's done deal. Can't make the brand better. And this is what makes life so intoxicating. Because for every flag that's set, you yourself can go ahead and set that new level. Why not fucking take a crack at it? Why not? Because the worst thing possible is not even fucking trying. The worst thing possible is seeing that and being a fucking loser. I mean, like, nah, it's too hard. Too hard for who? You? Why? A weak mindset? A lack of discipline? You like playing video games and smoking weed more than actually trying to apply yourself to a high goal? That's so low mentality, man. You have to look at these moments and thrive in them. This is game time. Lights are on. Some of you getting way too scared. The lights are on. You're like, holy fuck, I'm in business. What the fuck? This isn't what I expected. Guess what? Doesn't matter. You better fucking adapt. You're in wartime now. You better fucking adapt. You better pick up the pace. You're in the middle of the race right now, and you are falling far behind. Pick it the fuck up. Because I'm willing to bet you all this time, right now, You're like, oh man, why is this happening to me? Why can't this be over? Why can't this be easier? I can tell you what, I can guarantee this motherfucking fact. When it's all said and done and you have no more influence on your current position or your current goal and what you're trying to achieve or earth-shattering thing you're trying to accomplish, you're going to wish for those times back again. You're going to wonder, why the fuck did I take so much time wasted on non-essential ideas of worrying, of wishing it was over? Because now when it's over, all I want is to be back in that space, to get another chance. But guess what? That ship sailed. That ship has fucking sailed. I say this, comrades. It's time to man the fucking ship. It's time to put the big boy pants on, big girl pants on. You're right smack dab in the middle of the movie. You are the protagonist. Everybody's coming for the kingdom. Everyone's coming for the throne. So what the fuck are you going to do? In due time, everyone will understand. They don't need to go ahead and understand why you're doing what you're doing, why you're cutting things out of your life, why you're making different decisions now, why you're stopped hanging out with them, why you're getting more focused on your business. They don't got to understand now. Because 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, they'll fucking understand. And guess what? Those little bitches, they'll fucking wish they had that time back of like, man, you know what? I wish I was like him. I wish I was like her. I wish I went ahead and took my shit more serious. And the last thing I want any of you to have is that regret in life. Because you'll never have that time back again.